It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Tuttle Child Whisperer Show. For the next hour, be prepared to be blown away as Carol shares some amazing tips and how-tos that are guaranteed to revolutionize your parenting experience. Each week, Carol brings her creative, hands-on approach to parenting using the unique model of child whispering, her vast knowledge of natural healing methods, and her passion and drive to help you become the best parent you can be. Carol is the mother of 5 grown children who all turned out to be pretty amazing people and are now becoming parents of their own, giving Carol the chance to become an even better grandparent. Welcome to today's show.
Good morning. Welcome to the Child Whisperer Show. I appreciate you joining me this morning. The show is connected in support of my book, The Child Whisperer, which you can learn more about at thechildwhisperer.com. I'm really thrilled to announce we had our most listens last month with over 17,000 people listening in on the show, thanks to Blog Talk Radio featuring The Child Whisperer radio show on their parenting page. So if you're new to my world, welcome, and please know that you can learn more at thechildwhisperer.com. The Child Whisperer approach to parenting is based on my profiling system, which I call energy profiling, and within the profiling system, there's 4 dominant types of natural expression, and your child is born with this nature. They come with it within their being. And when you understand your child's true nature, which one of the 4 types of energetic movement they lead with in their expression, it makes parenting so much easier if you get on board with it. Most likely, your nature and the leading expression that you are designed to move through life with is not the same as your child. And so you're going to parent true to your instinct and your what's natural for you, but that could be the complete opposite of what your child is. So the first thing you want to do is learn about the 4 types and determine and assess your child's dominant type. You can sign up for a really great email series. Even if you are a member of the Child Whispering community, you might want to subscribe to this at thechildwhisperer.com. Get on our email list. There you'll get a 10 email series, which I think is of value whether you're an informed child whisperer or not. Subscribe, and we're now sending out Monday emails. We're sending an email once a week on Thursdays that highlights our activity on the blog, and also I share the radio show's link and what upcoming shows are on the schedule. So enjoy that. The blog's amazing. If you've not been reading the Child Whisperer blog, I add that to your toolkit of parenting resources. It's a great blog. I'm posting 3 times a week. We always archive. We put a post with the radio shows so it's easily found there, and our most recent post was your most embarrassing childhood moment true to your type? That's a fun post that you can catch up with at thechildwhisperer.com/blog. Also want to make sure you know about some of my other resources on the website. There's a fabulous book kit if you wanted to read The Child Whisperer as part of a book club, or even as your family, do a family book club. And there's some great guidelines and questions to create discussion with. And so that book club kit is for free. You can download it from thechildwhisper.com. And then I also have a fabulous set of videos, how to profile babies, children, and teens. Those are also on the website. To get access to that, you do have to be willing to give us your name and email. And, of course, if you don't like what we only send, no worries. We don't give that email to anybody, and we really don't send you too many other things besides what you signed up for. Occasionally, you might hear from me when I've got a promotion on one of my other fabulous products, especially Dressing Your Truth or anything that's going on in that world. So, well, and then the Facebook pages. Join us at facebook.com/Facebook. / The Child Whisper. I'm in Hawaii right now, and it is a bright and early 6:05 a.m. So my brain is still, although I've been up for an hour, but I'm still getting the neural pathways connected here, I guess. So today's show, it's been requested out of popular demand. I get this question a lot about a child's disabilities and if they're related to their energy type or does it affect their energy type and their true nature. And let's first look at and qualify and kind of give some definition of what we're talking about with disabilities. Again, that's a fairly negative way to see a person, disabled. So I used it because it's the most common reference and it put everybody on the same page. But I don't personally like to minimize people in any way. We label everything. So in the child whispering world, I'm not doing anything that we're not already doing in this world. We pretty much could put everything into a classification for the sake of everybody being able to relate that we know what we're talking about. And it's the same in the world of the child whisper and the four energy types. So here's a classification right off the bat. Having a disability makes you disabled as a human and compromised. So, yeah, there might be whether a child's born with an impairment, a physical impairment, whether it's a condition that's been diagnosed early, can be anything from heart conditions to different physically, the body's not working in its full ability. Now, you take a Down syndrome child, the levels of Down syndrome, I don't even like to necessarily classify that as being disabled, but we've got that experience in our human experience. And then you have the very, very prolific experience of the mental health world, which I think has in the last decade become prolific in the number of mental health diagnoses that are so readily applied to someone's behavior, the child's behavior. The little bit I know about the diagnostic manual is that it started out as a pamphlet. I recently watched this past week a TED Talk. A guy was talking about he studied as a journalist. He was looking at what made someone a psychopath, and he did it with a lot of humor, and he, seeing if I can find this, I saw it on look up John Ronson, Strange Answers to the Psychopath Test. There's a TED Talk that was given last year, and I loved it because it was satirical in a way, because it was really poking fun at what we're doing and how fine the line is between what we consider a mental health condition or disability to just being human. And I recommend you watch this. And at the very beginning of the TED Talk, he talks about the I'm going to pull it up here on my laptop because he speaks about the diagnostic manual and how it started out as a leaflet, a pamphlet, and now it's like over 400 pages or something. And he went through it and he died. He said this with humor. He said, you know, he's probably not trained as a he's not a clinician, but he went through the DSW and just readily diagnosed with himself with 12 mental health conditions. And the reason he was saying this was we're using these so liberally. And I have to say, it's the DSM manual, diagnostic manual. And it's used by psychiatrists primarily and those in the mental health field. So my point here is I see this happening within the lives of children. The children are being diagnosed with mental health conditions, a disability, when let's look at that. Now let's get into, is a disability, does it affect a child's nature? So there's two ways I want to look at this. Let's take just the first grouping I talked about. A child's born with a physical ailment or impairment, or there's a child with Down syndrome or multiple sclerosis, or Stephen Hawkins, who's a very, very expressive type 4 energy. I don't know, does he have MS, multiple sclerosis? That I don't think a child's nature is creating, is influencing those very physical level impairments or compromises. And what I've seen is their nature still shines through it, especially with the condition of Down syndrome. You can easily profile a Down syndrome child with a child that has that particular condition. Easily. They live true to their nature. They live true to their type. They even have a certain look, I know, because they have a more, their appearance is very universal and there's some common qualities in their physical appearance. And I can see their physical characteristics have a slightly different expression that is true to their type. And so, in that category, I believe a child's true nature still comes through if supported and allowed. Again, the way a child is parented has more effect on if a child's true nature is expressive in a health-balanced way more than any physical condition. Of course, there's going to be, if you take a type 3 child that has maybe a heart condition or something that requires them to not be as physically capable, and they may get tired more readily, you're going to see that with any of the 4 types. So I really believe that a child's true nature can come through with any of those physical level expressions. Yeah, when we move into the world of emotional and mental, and we get into what I was talking about, kind of my second, let's take a look at this group where the diagnostic manual, you know, the DSM has so many late diagnostic labels for a child. It's my experience and from my observation and what the many thousands of parents that I work with that I've been exposed to. The patterns that I see is it's very common that a child is being diagnosed with a condition because it is their nature. and the parents don't understand it, or it lends itself to a certain human expression. Let's take autism and Asperger's. It's very, I have predominantly seen the alignment with a type 4 energy, a type 4 child, with having been given that diagnostic label, ADHD and hyperactivity. It's more common than type 1 or type 3-1. There's got to be the type 1 and 3 energy in there. One of those are leading. Usually there's the secondary as well. I've seen that a lot. So a child's nature, when not understood and not being supported and parented with congruency, can create the tendency that it can go out of balance. They're in a level of stress, and no fault to the child, they're not conscious. They're not developed enough to be able to make another choice. They're so out of balance, they get diagnosed with emotional or mental health condition. And I've heard from parents that have been able to turn this around because they start to see their child through new eyes. They begin to understand their true movement, their core expression. They start to learn parenting approaches that allow them to help a child get more balance and find some peacefulness within their being. And so they shift out of that whole craziness that can be ongoing. Because as long as you keep doing what you're doing as a parent, it's not been working, the stress levels continue to go up, and then you think you have to change your child or bring some level of help them conform, medication often gets involved. And, am I saying that you shouldn't, you just got to be really, really willing to try some other things, I feel, before that's your first entry point into trying to change your experience with and trying to shift the way things are running for your child. There's so many other great options to be able to resource these days. Diet is huge. The American diet, unless you're really proactive and you're a food, you're really into the whole food movement with people that are making a difference out there, educating us and really cleaning up your diet and your children's diet. The bottom line is if you shop in pretty much every aisle in the grocery store, because you got to shop the perimeters where the fresh food is and stay away from what's up and down the aisles. And if you're buying a lot of what your family is consuming from the grocery store aisles, they have a compromised diet, and that affects their behavior. You can't separate those two. The fuel you put in your body affects our whole well-being. I know this personally from having dealt with issues with my children early on, and having to start really getting on the whole, really applying myself to learn about how does diet work with all this. Now, my children were raised on a fairly clean diet. I wasn't super strict, but for the most part, it was holistic in nature, a lot of whole foods and a lot of fresh and a lot of home cooking. Never have been one to use processed convenience packaged foods. And now my diet's gone to another level, and I'm excited to say that I'll have my daughter, Ann Tuttle Brown, on the show on the 25th. And she's going to share a lot of her insight. She's a new mom. Katie, her daughter, is 1 year old, and there's a whole revolution going on with how to introduce food into a child's life, different options. And knowing Katie's type 3 nature, it's given her a huge advantage to kind of pick the ones that are the most supportive. And as a type 2 energy, she does a ton of research. She's very well informed. I'm excited to have Ann on the show, be able to share some of the most recent discoveries and some of the approaches to introducing food into a child's life. They've taught Katie how to, she is now, and this little girl, it's awesome because we joke, she's me in the, you know, she's, we've upgraded. I'm so happy because she's the same energy type as me. She's a type 3 with a secondary 4. And Anna will say, Mom, I'm just raising you. And I said, yeah, the 7.0 version. That's so cool because they also put her, I want you to hear the story of how she decided to put her in swim lessons at about 6 months old or 7 months old so that this little girl would be waterproof. And she is. It's pretty remarkable. I might even, she's got some videos. I think I'll invite her to, we'll, when we do the recap of the show, I'll have Anne include a couple videos because it's a little like, but they know what they're doing. The people that are trained in this, and it's phenomenal. So we're going to hear from Anne in a few weeks. So in the meantime, if your child has been labeled with a mental health disability, you might take a step back and really look at that. How much of what their behavior is an extreme expression of their true nature. And it's just on overdrive, and they're not balanced, or they're underbalanced. You know, it's just things are off sync. I'm also a big fan of the company TrueHopes.com that gives alternative approaches and a diet-based and supplement-based minerals and vitamins to be able to create balance and help your child balance out. They do extensive research, and they're a nonprofit organization. They give you tons and tons of support. I personally have been using their products for several years. I have the genetic kind of inheritance for mental health issues with depression, bipolar, and probably even some schizophrenia if you go far enough back in the line. Again, depends who did the, you know, who's doing the diagnosis and that. But I've been able to, through diet and that supplementation through True Hope, really shift my emotional and mental condition to be really super stable, like super healthy. I'm the healthiest I've ever been. And then I'm a big fan of green smoothies. Go to greensmoothiegirl.com. She'll get you started. She's got an awesome program where she'll take you through, I think it's a 12-month revamp your whole diet. Either 12 weeks, 12 months, I don't know, you can figure it's maybe 12 weeks. Probably 12 weeks. It's the system, though, that she takes you through really cleaning up your diet and introducing you to other alternatives that are very natural and whole. And my other pitch I'm going to give today is for local farming. I'm a huge fan of community shared agriculture, community supported agriculture, CSAs. Go to localharvest.org. That's how I found ours. I'm a huge supporter of local farming and local ranchers. All my produce comes from my local farm. I've used Bell Organics. BellOrganics.com. I get 2 shares a week. Right now we're getting all the spring greens, super vibrant, healthy greens. Those primarily go into my smoothies. Or I talked to my husband. I'm out of town right now. And he told me he just made a kale salad. She always gives recipes with the produce. She had fresh rhubarb, kale, collard greens. She's always giving you support on how to cook it. He made, in my absence, he baked a rhubarb cake, made himself a kale salad, and my type 2 husband is getting into grilling and barbecuing, and he made some really fabulous ribs. So good stuff, you know, and we have the beauty of getting raw milk in Utah, and we also have, and I'm a big fan of almond milk and coconut milk. I pretty much use that as my staple. I don't drink those beverages, but I'll use them in place as a milk replacement in my smoothies and any baking I might do, cooking. So there you go. So, you know, if you have a question for me today along these lines, the lines are open at 347 877-1963. So this is a recap. I said at the very beginning that I believe physical conditions that create impairments or compromises from multiple sclerosis, you've got Down syndrome, you've got if there's heart conditions, those in and of themselves I don't think will change a child's nature. They play out, the conditions have side effects, so those play out pretty universally, but a child's nature is still there, wanting to shine through it, wanting to be expressed as who they are. And then my second grouping was the diagnostic conditions that we classify in the DSM with emotional and mental health conditions, I feel often are in a child's life a diagnosis of their nature, and their nature's not in balance. So it's almost like it's not a fair diagnosis. So it then creates a negative label in a child's life. So, you know, parents that write in and say, my teacher thinks my child has ADHD. I had one of those questions last week, wants to be tested for ADHD. You know, before I would put my child through anything like that, I'd probably say, I want to test myself first. I want to know exactly what this test is. I want to know what is being tested, what are you doing? I would put myself through it first. Again, I referred to a great TED Talk by a man by the name of John Ronson, Strange Answers to the Psychopath Test. Check out that video. It's pretty fascinating. And just, again, take ownership. Take ownership, because somebody you put in a position of authority, a doctor, a teacher, don't give them that authority to determine those things. You know, don't give them that upper hand. You know, if you start going down that path, you don't listen to yourself anymore. You're listening to all these other people you're giving all this power to without being informed. So important to be informed, you know. And my son Chris, he's now 29, had his fifth round of antibiotics being prescribed for him by the traditional medical doctor, pediatrician, who kept getting ear infection after ear infection, and I started to notice this pattern. The time between them became less. And so now this child was on his, like, fourth or fifth round of antibiotics. I took charge of this. I started to read Lennon Smith's material. I started to get educated about the effects of diet in a child, when certain foods are introduced to a child. Chris was about 15 months at the time. He's a type 2 energy. He has a sense that at the time his whole physical composition was more sensitive. I could have just done it. You know, then they were talking about putting tubes in his ears. And as I had enough sensibility at the time to even my common sense, which type 3s are blessed with a lot of common sense if they're willing to trust it and follow it. And my intuitive sense was, this isn't right. This doesn't feel right. We're creating a disability in him. And so I started to learn that he had the possibility of food allergens. Went into the doctor's office, asked the doctor, test him. That I'd been reading, that I'd been getting informed. Didn't even have blogs at the time, you know. You had a few books. So you had to dig pretty deep to find this stuff. Nowadays, there's more information you can even have time to read. So he just poo-pooed me. He just really kind of, I think he was a type 4 energy. He was the authority. I was challenging his authority, questioning him. He didn't like that. He disregarded my interest. And, you know, I think now, are you kidding me? Who's the customer here? Who's the one, you know, this this sort of blowing off your patient. I had a type 3 moment without knowing I'm a type 3 energy. I said, I'm leaving. I do not support what you're doing. I'm going to find somebody who will help me. And he probably said, oh, good luck with that or something. And I left. I took Chris and I left. And I did find at the time he wasn't a DO, an osteopath. He was just a medical doctor in our community who had started to practice more holistic approaches. Saw him. It was a blessing. Answered a prayer. Took Chris off soy, wheat, dairy, egg, and citrus. That is his diet. He didn't have a lot in his diet. I was now cooking with brown rice flour. At the time, it was tough to do a lot with any of that because that was just in the very early days of alternative flours, alternatives, replacements to milk. But we gutted it. And for the next 6 to 8 months, I stopped giving him as much solid foods. I gave him really things his body could handle. The doctor treated him with a water-soluble form of vitamin A, and he got, I wasn't nursing Chris anymore. In fact, there's a whole other story behind that, and I'm not going to get into that. I want to be able to take calls today, but he put us on a really kind of a comparative to in mother's milk, that probiotics that are in a mother's breast milk, and I was able to find that at the health food store. I mean, even health food stores were. This is 1980. He was born in 84, so this is like in 1985. And Anna and Chris are only 13 months apart, so I'm going through all this with a baby that's like 15 months old. And Anne was born when Chris was 13 months old. So I have a newborn, and then I'll still an infant because they're not even a toddler yet. Dealing with really intense food, just a whole physical condition that I wasn't willing to just go down that path. And I'm so grateful. My type 3 nature kicked in and I was determined to find another way. Because to this day, Chris has no allergies. We were able to intercept that, kind of correct, reestablish balance in his body. And he just needed more time. So I introduced other foods. And then you learn to introduce them just single food at a time, see how he does, and give more time between the foods. And he's fine now. Not a concern. So, there you go. My little story. I'm going to go take my first callers calling in from 435. You're live on the show. There you go. You're live on the show.
Great. Yes, I have a 22-year-old daughter, and she has Asperger's syndrome, high-functioning autism, and she lives in a wonderful residential academy. She's been there 2 years. She works, and she can take college classes, and they have professionals that help her to work, and adapt to her disability. And here's my question. She functions as an adult in many areas, but in other areas, like interacting socially or dealing with money, she functions on the level of about a 10-year-old. She likes to watch cartoons, and she likes to color and that type of a thing. So is it possible to energy profile her? And which book would be best, The Child Whisperer, since she's kind of functioning as a child, or It's Just My Nature, since she also functions as an adult?
I would probably start with The Child Whisperer. And I would read both, personally. I think they both have, I'd look at it, they look at things from both that child perspective and the more adult perspective. Now, my experience with, it's typical, it's more the probability, it's a very high probability she leads with a type 4 energy. Because a type 4, a child or an adult with a type 4 energetic expression has a more single-focused, one-track mind. And they aren't as inclined to be as naturally social. And so it's just an amplified version of a type 4 energy. Does that make it definitely because her condition keeps her from being able to be completely independent in her life. There are going, you know, so is that just, you know, it, to me it's a phenomenon. I don't have any way nor any interest to do any research, but what is it that creates this sort of extreme expression of one of the four energy types that we now say, you know, we classified it as this condition? That's the pattern I see. And I've met a lot of people and a lot of children that have those diagnoses. And they're all type 4s. You know, they all have a type 4 expression.
She moves a lot. She has to run. She has to skip. She rocks. So that's maybe not type 3, but more of a neurological wiring because she's not still.
No. Stillness isn't your physical activity in the world of a type 4. They have an ability to get very singularly focused, though, and locked into something for longer periods of time. And that's the stillness factor that I'm talking about. That they have this ability to really zero in, and then the repetition factor. They want the same thing repeated over and over and over. Well, that's true for someone that we consider a non-autistic Asperger type 4 person. They'll eat the same breakfast their whole life. I mean,
she does hyper-focus. Yeah,
that's type 4 energy. So stillness isn't about, you know, sitting around all day.
Uh-huh.
That's about being able to get so still and focusing.
And so very good. Yeah.
You're what we consider a balanced type 4 person has those same human qualities in their attributes and characteristics, but in less amplified. But they're still those are the same expressions.
That's why she gets so frustrated and upset when she cannot do things, because that makes so much sense that she would be a type 4, because she has very high expectations for herself and often can't meet them.
And
she knows she can't.
In your approach to her, what happens then is you think you have to help her conform to be less of that, to be more balanced. What works is to just recognize that's her preference and how to teach then someone to be balanced with that preference, to be balanced with that attribute rather than try and take away the attribute. You work with it rather than trying to conform it.
Absolutely, right. Perfect. Well, thank you.
Yeah,
that really helps.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
My lines are open at 347-677-1963. And you're welcome to ask about anything today. I appreciate that caller, though, having that particular life experience. I do have a question that was submitted to me via email. You can email me questions at parenting@liveyourtruth.com. I think this kind of goes along with what we're talking about today. And this came in from a mom, Jennifer, right? Hi, I'm a type 1 energy. My husband is a type 4 energy, and my son is a type 3 energy. He is our only child, and it's just the three of us in the home. My son is a rambunctious, outgoing, vocal, never sits down ever, 2-year-old. Okay, now I want you to just, before I go on, I want you to keep in mind we're talking about a 2-year-old. Cognitive skills are limited. Small motor skills are limited. Just in the process of developing large motor skills and some cognitive ability with languaging and being able to be even to deal with communication and reasoning. Very limited. Very limited. That doesn't really... That happens the earliest in a type 4 child's life, their ability to reason and kind of compute things intellectually. For a type 3, that's probably going to happen more around 4, when they get closer to 4. 3.5, 4, they start to really kind of kick that in. Otherwise, they're just very physically oriented to the world, wanting to explore everything she describes, rambunctious, outgoing, vocal, never sits down. She then writes all of his little life, he has gotten easily frustrated. So his little life is a cumulative of 2 years now. I'm going to be nice to this mom because I get a little, okay, I'm going to be really nice. I'm going to help her understand some things, and I hope I'll help you understand some things as I answer this question. She continues to write, to the point of throwing whatever object has not folded, stacked, or merely worked in his favor, dropping to the floor and just all out losing his mind. As time goes on, my husband and I have become increasingly concerned that this will translate throughout his life, and he will do things like quit easily and not finish tasks that give him the slightest challenge, since clearly life itself is a challenge. We want to get this behavior in check and maybe even modify it. Okay, I want you to pay attention now. I'm going to underline in bold, modify. If that's possible, how might we go about doing that? Any insight you can offer would be greatly appreciated. I often read your blogs and follow you on Facebook, and your insight is invaluable to me. Thank you for your time, Jennifer. Okay, so he's 2 years old. He's exhibiting signs of stress. He is not frustrated at what he's doing in that moment. He's out of balance. He's not had the freedom of expression in his environment to feel at ease, to feel a sense of permission to be himself. And so when things get difficult, he's reacting. He's doing exactly what he's designed to do. He's getting really angry. He's not angry at his activity. He's got all this pent-up energy that does not have the freedom of expression in his life, and it's now being channeled into that moment. And he's, true to his nature, reacting. He's angry. He's 2 years old. He has no idea what he's angry about. He's not consciously being able to bring this into a mental awareness to say, well, I'm really angry because my parents don't understand me and they aren't supporting me and expressing my true nature in a way that it can develop in a balanced way that I'm at ease. So my question to you, Jennifer, has your husband read The Child Whisperer? So often I have moms in this community where they're the ones that are informed. And this is a classic scenario. If you're a type 1 energy and your husband is a type 4 energy, quite often that can play out as he's the one with the authority. He's the one that knows better, knows what's best, that you're not, possibly you're not standing up to him. Possibly you've not told him he needs to get informed about who your child is. A type 4 father is going to create a tremendous amount of structure and roles of how you're supposed to behave when you're at home or out in public. I sense this child has had a tremendous amount of feedback about don't do this, don't do that, you better do it this way, you better do it that. This young man is a boy, nearly a baby still, so frustrated with so much pent-up energy, he's angry. And he's exhibiting that anger. You have to modify the way you parent him. Your child does not have to be, this is all signs that your parenting approach is not working and is not supportive to his nature. He has no say on this one. He's 2. My gut feeling is you're the informed parent. The dad is not. And things are happening that this child is just going to keep pushing back at you and kicking and screaming, and you can keep trying to beat it out of him, shame it out of him, discipline it out of him. Ultimately, when he's old enough, he'll say, I got to leave because I can't be myself here. Because that's what adults do. They just disconnect. They say, I can't. My parents don't get me. They don't understand why they don't get them. They just don't feel loved and honored, and so they go, when they're old enough, whether they're teens or early adults, they go build a life and say, you know, I'm not drawn to my parents because they've never honored me. So that's the bigger picture scenario, but that's what happens, and you need to get your husband on board. So if your husband's saying we have to do something to our child, your response would be, no, we have to change the way we're parenting him. And you need to speak up. You need to use your voice. You need to stand up for your son and recognize. Please read the child. If you haven't read it, read The Child Whisperer. What does this young little boy need to be able to come into a place of ease in his nature, which includes a type 3, 2-year-old child, when they're at ease, will be rambunctious, will be vocal, will be outgoing, will be all the things you describe, and they need to be supported in environments where that's really loved, honored, and acknowledged. I love how rambunctious you are. I love how loud, you're so passionate about life and you speak up. Good for you. I hear you. Don't put him in environments where that's not okay and he's going to be disciplined. And your home should be one of those environments where it's okay. That he's outgoing, that he's full of so much life. And that he doesn't want to sit down for very long because he's now just 2 and he learned to walk recently and he sees this whole big wide world outside of him and goes, I want to go touch that and get into that and explore it. And I love being challenged in ways that support my nature. So reread the type 3 section and The Child Whisperer and really, really see what's going on here so you can make this change. Okay, lines are still open. I'm going to only take 1 or 2 more callers. So if you're sitting there going, oh, I really want to talk to you, you got to press 1 on your phone pad. But now's the time. 575, you are live on the show.
Hi, Carol. This is Jenny.
Hi.
I wanted to share a success story.
Oh, thank you.
I have a type 4 son who's almost 7 years old, and as a child, I'm a type 4 mom, and I didn't understand his nature, and so I was really hard on him, and about the time that I came to, I read your book, It's Just My Nature, several years ago, and read the type 4 and immediately saw him, and we had some big changes. All of a sudden, he wasn't badly behaved little child. I just knew how to work with him and to honor him, and we started to see great progress, and he was happy and I was happy. Then shortly after that, he started to experience absence seizures where he doesn't have convulsions. He'll just space out during that time, and he started to have a lot, 20 to 30 a day, and so we did. We started doing whatever we could to try and help him. And his behavior started to get bad again because you can imagine as a type 4 missing pieces of his day.
Recently.
And I still felt like I was missing something. And then just this last week, I realized I had thought he was a secondary 1, but just this last week, I realized he's a secondary 3, and which explains another reason why he's been so unhappy, because he hasn't been able to do a lot of things because of the seizures. Riding a bike, swimming are all really unsafe unless there's someone right there with him. And so seeing that he's been missing the ability to go and experience things as a complement, I've now also seen his behavior, because he would do things that are kind of socially unacceptable, and coming from a primary 4 is shocking. But now that I see that he's a secondary 3, it no longer is, I guess, so offensive to me, because I recognize, oh, he's just a secondary 3.
Which that's a big energy, they're very, my son Mark, who's a dominant type 4 as a secondary 3, that's a strong presence in a young child. That's a very can be a very demanding energy because they really need to be respected and they've got this drive, you know, that makes them very, the energy builds up, you know, those imbalances can set in. That's awesome that you're recognizing that. Has it made a difference in his seizure condition?
It has. Well, we did recently just start him on some medication. I was trying to do some alternative methods, but he didn't want to, and so I was trying to honor him. And
I am not an anti-medicine person at all. I mean, medication saves. I'm just saying that being informed and aware, it's very important that we are very proactive in all of this.
Right.
You know, it has a place.
So it has been better, and I've noticed too, just by recognizing that, I've been able to see situations differently. So instead of reacting to him, I'm able to respond to him, and I'm able to recognize his abilities and what's not going to work. For example, we go to therapy once a week, and whenever we're all done, it's a nightmare trying to get all the kids out the door, because as soon as he comes, it's like everyone responds to his energy and it's all over the place. And so rather than waiting for him to come out, I say, well, meet us in the car. So then I'm not grumpy trying to get all of these kids out the door, and he's not feeling like he's a bad kid because I'm angry at him, and just recognizing, oh, he just doesn't do well in this situation, so I'm not going to put him in it. So
yeah,
it's made a big
definitely.
Difference for me.
There, you said it all right there. He doesn't do well in this situation, so I'm not going to put him in it.
Yeah.
If every parent could have that kind of hindsight, foresight, kind of observational quality according to their child's nature, yeah, that's what takes the stress off then.
Right.
Which then he can be at ease, being him, and at ease looks differently. It doesn't mean you've got this docile kid. It means, you know, he's who he
right.
is. So I applaud you, and I love that you shared your story after the former question, because that's what I'm hoping for the mom that wrote in the question, that she'll see there's a lot that can be done from her perspective, from the parent side of it, that's not happening. And so your story is just evidence of that kind of success that can pretty quickly come forward when you're willing to look at yourself as a parent and what you're doing. So
right.
I really applaud you and all other parents that are willing to do that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Can I add one thing? I felt a long time like my son had a disability or he was somehow broken and once I saw the light bulb went on and I saw his true nature, it was like, oh, he's not broken, he's not dysfunctional, he's not any of these things. I just didn't understand him. And so I am so glad to be able to know the natures, the energy types, and be able to see how they express and just understand the differences in people, and seeing that in myself too. Once I understood, oh, I'm not broken or dysfunctional, it's just the energy, and it's
right.
perfect. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call today. So, I've got time for one more caller at 347-677-1963, and you do have to press the number 1 on the phone. Thank you for the question that was submitted via email at parenting@liveyourtruth.com, and thank you, Jenny, the mom that just called in with that great success story. And everybody, every success story you hear, either in the book, whether you read about a success story or you hear one on the show, that you can have your own success story, because this work, this body of work, is designed to support you in having more successes as a parent. It does require change. It does require introspection. It requires accountability. It requires all these fabulous human attributes that we should strive for anyway, that make us just generally really more balanced, wonderful people. So those are all just, you know, you got to be willing to look at yourself as a parent. None of it's Yeah, again, it's like the mom that just called in with the success story. She wasn't striving to limit her son or make life more difficult. She had a limited awareness and a limited point of reference, which then limited and had expectations that were not congruent. So you get more informed, you get more aware, you get a new perspective, greater insight, you're able to adjust your expectations, and all of a sudden, things start to change. You know, it's pretty practical, of course. That's what I strive for, is offering information that has practical, can be applied practically to your life. Well, we're getting to the end of the show. I want to give you an update on some things that I've been working on in our world at Live Your Truth, just some little updates. We're really grateful for all of our community members in the Dressing Your Truth community. Dressing Your Truth is a system that takes the four types and applies it to women's experience with beauty and fashion, and teaches you how to become your own fashionista, true to your nature. So check out dressingyourtruth.com/free course. If you have not invested or looked into that program, you can sign up for a free course that we offer at dressingyourtruth.com/free course. Well, we did a promotion where we wanted to reach 10,000 community members. We met our goal last October. We're now probably up to 13,000 community members. And that's the best way to share Dressing Your Truth with a friend or a loved one. Send them the link to the free course and let them experience it through us. And our information is copyrighted, trademarked. We do not license or give permission for people to teach it, share it. Best way for you to share this is to say, hey, they've got this really great program, you know, that I've been doing. They've got this free course. Check it out. Let us guide people through this information. I'm very trained in how to do that, and the people that I've hired and I've trained, my daughter-in-law, and our expert staff are just excellent resources to introduce people to this information. So we ran this promotion. We met our goal, and one of the things we promised our community is we would create the Dressing Your Truth for Men course, the online course for men. We are very invested in that. We're well into the thick of it. We're in production right now. We've been working at it for a couple months now. We are looking at a July or August launch date. Kind of depends how, we've got some big filming days when I can get home from my current travels, and it's turning into this most amazing. We are really looking at men. I'm looking at, what do men need? What do they want? What is their incentive for this? And it's not the same as women. And of course it wouldn't be. And then how we're going to teach the energy profiling to men. The book that will align with the online course, the Dressing Your Truth course, will be my book, It's Just My Nature. We actually did a few rewrites in it, a little bit of an update on the editing, and it's ready to go, and men will love it. And I'm really looking at how to speak to men and how to enroll men in understanding their nature and the value of really showing them, knowing who they are and showing that to the world in their inner and outer expression of self. We've come up with we have keywords that we teach in the Dressing Your Truth experience that really we teach women to identify with these as their expression of fashion and style, and we've come up with new words for men. So we're not just taking what we've done for women and slapping a men's label on it. We're creating a program for men, and we're very excited about that because we know men ultimately want to know their truth and live it and look good while they're doing it. So that's my update on that. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in today. I look forward to next week's show. Thank you for all of the good things that you're doing as a mother and a father. Please, moms, get your husbands on board with this time. Invite them to read The Child Whisperer. It's on audio. It's on Kindle. It's in paperback. Got all those options. Read it with him. Thanks, everyone. I will talk to you later.
For more information on Carol's revolutionary Child Whisperer parenting system, go to www.thechildwhisperer.com, where you can learn more about purchasing her groundbreaking parenting book, The Child Whisperer. That's www.thechildwhisperer.com. To submit questions to Carol Tuttle's Child Whisperer show, email your questions to parenting@liveyourtruth.com. That's parenting@liveyourtruth.com. Thank you for being a part of today's show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.